on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. V'haynu d'shnan, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Mayim Mifachim Asidim Lios Yotzim Mitachas Miftan Habayis. Water that is like a little bit of a pach, like a flask. It comes out of the neck of a flask. By the time it gets to the doorway of the Heichal, that's how wide the stream was that came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It started there like a chut, like a little nothing, a thread. By the time it got to the doorway of the Heichal, it was already like wide as that which comes out of a flask. Mikan ve'elech ha'im esgabra ve'ole ad shemagia lepesach beis David. There it got bigger and bigger until it came to the doorways of the palaces of David. Kivin shemagia lepesach beis David nasa kenachal shotef. It became like a rushing stream. Shebo rochim zovin v'zovos nidos v'yoldos. And in that water, what's it called? You could be tovil. Zovim and zovos, nidos and yoldos, all could be tovil. Even though a zov needs mayim chayim. But a yoled, a nida and a yoledis doesn't need mayim chayim. Okay, but in any case, anybody could be tovil in mayim chayim, in a living stream also. Shenemar, what? No, what's it called? It was a sakana when it got later. This is the early stages when it got to Malchus Beis David. Later on, it became much, much deeper. Elephama, this was before that. Shenemar, Bayomahu Yem, Makor, Niftach, Le Beis David, Le Yoshvei, Yerushalayim, Lechatas, Le Nida. Right here, it was like a mikvah. Later on, it got more and more and more. Omer of Yosef, Mikan, Remez, Le Nida, Shetzricha, Leishev, At Savora, Bemayim. The less Hilchas, or Kavasei. From here's a Remez, that Anida has to be able to see different pshatim over here, to be able to sit in the water up to her neck. And the halacha is not like that. So it's two ways or three ways of learning here, but one is that it's an extra depth of water that he's, what's it called, that Rav Yosef is saying. That a woman has to be able to stand. Leishev doesn't mean to sit. It means to be misakiv. Sometimes yeshiva doesn't mean vo'eshev bahar. It doesn't mean sitting down. It means tarrying. She has to be able to be in the mikvah up to her neck. And that's not the halacha. The halacha is that she doesn't have to be in that deep water. The water has to come to her, what's it called, to mid body. And then she can, what's it called, bend down and be tovel. And this Rav Yosef says is a chumrah, and the halacha is not like him. You could be of less water, and some say that shetzricha leishev at savara means when she sits down, it has to come to her neck. It's a lower level, and the halacha is not like that. It has to be high enough that she can be tovel comfortably. It's only women, but even for men. But we don't have tefillah for men. That's min haTorah, except maybe erev Yom Kippur. Okay. Gemara says, Tenach Yom HaKippurim. Now we're going back to what we said before. Let's just Rashi. Mefachin kemin hapach hein kishimagin lemiftim haheichol. By the time it gets to the doorway of the heichol, it's as wide as the neck of a flask. Mikan remez lenida, medlokori leroy lenida, ad shemizgaber kenachol shotev shimagia lepesach beis David, Remesh etzrichim letvilas mayim amukim sheteishe bohenat savara. Okay? So that since it wasn't roy for tvilas nida till it got to the Pesach of Malchus Beis David, where it was a little bit deep, wasn't yet its full force, but it was deep already. The afagav de lo romis kroat savara, even though the Pesach doesn't say anything how deep it was, that it was till the neck, romas miya dinahavi amukim omikaroy. Should be fit for tvila. Now you need a certain depth, because at this point it wasn't really that deep. Okay, v'zekaroi. Okay, hotenach yom kippurim lo garsinan v'ochi garsinan shabbos diikam menal mai. Okay, so Rashi's not going to see these words. Shabbos diikam menal mai. What's the halacha by Shabbos? Can you go in Yom Kippur? You can go into water, and you're doesn't affect the halachas of not washing on Yom Kippur. Because your kavan is not for washing. How about Shabbos? Are you allowed to go into water on Shabbos where you're wearing shoes? Yom Kippur, you're not wearing shoes. So there's no problem. His mashma didn't wear any shoes. But on Shabbos, you're wearing shoes. Are we afraid that the water will take your shoes off and you'll end up carrying them? Amar Nehemiah chas in the Venesia. Nehemiah, the son-in-law of the Nasi, said, Ano chazisil reba'ami v'rabasi demotu arkoma demaya v'avrua derech malbush. I saw Ravami and Ravasi that they came to a canal and they went through the canal with their shoes on. Derech Malbush. Versus Tainach Menal. That's good for a regular shoe that doesn't usually come off. Sandal Ma'ikal Meimer. What about if you're wearing sandalun? And they, what's it called, come off easier. Or Shabbos are we choshish that you'll end up carrying them. Omer Avrechumi, Anoch Azisel Ravina, the Ober Derech Malbush. I saw Ravina with sandals on, and he also went through water, and he wasn't afraid that they'd fall off and he'd come to carry it. Ravashi Omer Sandal Lechatchila Lo. Ravashi said that Lechatchila, you're not allowed to go into water on Shabbos with sandals on, because we're afraid they'll fall off and you'll come to carry them. Rashi, Shabbos Dika Manal Mai, Mishori Lavar B'mai. We're allowed to go into water on Shabbos with your shoes on. O Dilma Chayshinam Dilma Nafki Michare V'osi Laisune. And we're afraid that maybe they'll fall off and you'll come to carry them. V'avrua Derech Malbush B'naleim Avru also. They went with their shoes on. So you see they're not choshish that your shoes are going to fall off. Sandal Mai, Sheinu Yochel Ahat Kol Kosher Yofa. You can't put a sandal on as tight as a shoe. Baragla, come on Manal. Okay. Reish Galusa Ikla Lahagronia Lebei Rav. Lebei Rav Nosson. Okay. The Reish Galusa came to Hagronia and he spent Shabbos, I guess, in the yeshiva of Rav Nosson. Rav from the Kula Rabbon and also the Pirka. Rav from and all the Rabbonin went to the Shir. Where in the covet of the Reish Galusa, he was there, so they went to the Shir and covered the Reish Galusa. Ravina Loasa. Ravina didn't show up at the Shir. Lamacher boy Raphram Lafuke the Ravina Midaite the Reish Galusa. The next day Raphram wanted to do Ravina a favor and take the Reish Galusa's mind off of him. They shouldn't hate him for not showing up the day before. So Omer Lay, so he asked him in front of the Reish Galusa, they should be able to hear the answer, my time alo also mar lepirka, why didn't you come to the Shir? And Bislama knew the reason, right, and he wanted the Reish Galusa to hear the reason. Omer Lay, havi koiv li kari, my feet hurt. Iboy lechol amesa masayish, put on shoes. Right, gaba de kara havi. No, it was on top of the foot, where the shoes would have made things worse. So iboy lechol amesa masayish, should have put on sandals. There was a canal separating between me and the Shir, and I couldn't go into the canal to get to the Shir. You're allowed to go in with your clothes into the water on Shabbos? Don't you hold like Ravashi, that's with a sandal? I couldn't wear shoes. I only could wear sandals. And with a sandal, you're not allowed to go into water because you're afraid it'll fall off and you'll come to carry it. So then the Reish Galusa heard that he didn't come because he didn't have respect for him. He didn't come because his feet hurt and he had to wear sandals and he wasn't allowed to go into the water because the sandals may fall off. Lahagrunia v'shav hasham. He was there for Shabbos. Lepirka l'drosha the Reish Galusa. And the Reish Galusa gave a drosha, right, on that Shabbos. And Ravina didn't show up. Midaiti the Reish Galusa shlo yisanu. So Raphram Bedavka evoked a response from Ravina to ask him why he didn't show up at the Shir, so the Reish Galusa should know it wasn't because he didn't hold from him, it was because he couldn't come because his feet hurt and he couldn't go through the canal. Sandal is wider and therefore it wouldn't affect his pained feet. Okay. Tani Yehuda Bar Grogris Osir Leishiv Agabitina B'Yom HaKippurim. You can't sit on concrete, on cement, on Yom Kippur. Omer Abishur ben Lev, v'tina mitafachas. It's talking about cement that's wet and sweating, where the water's coming out, so it's like washing. Omer Abai, v'tofeach amanas latfiach. It's enough to make you wet to make something else wet. Rashi agabi tina, shlichlua chatid havi only korav l'rechitza. Sitting on this cement, right, is almost like washing. mitafachas mekiyo mayim. It's sweating water. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, mutter lichtani v'peiros. However, you're allowed to take fruit and put it on your skin to cool off. That's not considered like washing. Rav Yehuda mitzdain bekara. Rav Yehuda used to cool himself off with a pumpkin. Rabba mitzdain biyanuka. And Rabba would cool himself off with a kid. So Rashi learns, Rashi doesn't learn anything here. Now yanuka means mamash, a child. Some Rishonim learn it means a child. And the Miri says that children usually are cold. Their flesh is cold, so it's put it on, it refreshes you. I don't know, the kids I know are usually warm. So others say yanuka means a branch. Yom kosav is branches, or it's a kind of fruit. So it's not what's it called, it's not a child. And we're talking about being makara with fruit. This is a kind of branch or fruit. Rava mitzvanin bekisa de kaspa. Rava used to cool himself off with a silver kli, which is also cold. Omra papa, kasa de kaspa mole osir, only an empty one, but not if it's full of liquid, right? Chaser shari. If it's full, nah, because we're afraid the liquid will pour on you, and that's like washing. And here it's l'shem tainug, so even mixas gufo is osir. But if it's missing, it's not full, so then we're not afraid it's going to spill on you. Deparcha idividi osir. If it's made out of klicheres, whether it's full or empty, it's both osir, because mishum de mishchel shochel. It sweats the liquid. The liquid comes out. So that's mamash like washing. Rapapa amar, kisa de kaspa choser nami osir. A silver goblet that's not full is also osir. Mishum de mizdarev, mizdarev. Because it's very smooth, and we're afraid it'll fall out of your hand and end up wetting your body. Rashi, mitapachas mekiyo mayim. It sweats the liquid. Mole osir, shema yishbechu mayim abesor. You can't hold in your hand a full kos of liquid, because you're afraid it may pour on you. Silver kos. Mishchal shachil, polit mayim shebolea. It, what's it called? Klicheres sweats the liquid out. The mizdarev, machlik, it's smooth. The nishma miyar falls out of your hand. The yishbuch ha-mayim, love, and the water will fall on you. Mitpachas, we didn't get it yet, okay. Zira barchama ushpezichnin de Rabbi Ami v'rabasi v'rabbi Yeshua ben Levi u'dekula rabbonim. Zira barchama was the host to Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and all the other rabbonim de Kesri. Hathi. He was, that's what he was. Omer Lei L'Rav Yossi, Bered Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So Ziri, who was the host, what's it called, said to Rav Yossi, the son of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Bar Aryeh, son of the lion, Tor Emoloch Milsa Ma'al Yisodavi Ovid Avuch, I'll tell you something nice your father used to do. And Erev Yom Kippur Mitpachas Hayalo, he had a handkerchief, Be'erev Yom HaKippurim, V'shora Oso B'mayim, and he would soak it in water, Erev Yom Kippur, va'oso sokim in kelim neguvim, and before Yom Kippur he'd squeeze out the water, so it became like kelim that were washed and dried. Ulamacher mekaneich ba'ponav yadav v'raglav. It was moist the next day, but it wasn't wet, so it wasn't considered like washing, but it was refreshing. And he put it over his face and eyes to refresh himself Yom Kippur morning, and that's mutter. Rashi mitpachas sudar. He had a handkerchief. Kemin kelim neguvim v'ani shomati d'hochi garsinim. Erev Yom HaKippur mevim lo mitpachas v'mekaneach bo yodov u'lemachar poshto mavir al enov. V'hi leicha k'tzas mikinuach hayodayim de'esmo. They used to bring him, Rashi says he had different girsa. They used to bring him a handkerchief and his hands were wet. He used to dry his hands with the handkerchief, which then became moist. The next day, he used this moist handkerchief to wash off his eyes. So it wasn't washing, because it wasn't wet. It wasn't wet enough to make something else wet. But it was refreshing. It was like the cold fruit, or whatever. Erev Tisha B'Av, Shora Oso B'Mayim, Ulamachar Mavir Agabi Enov. Erev Tisha B'Av, he would put it into water, not squeeze out the water, right, and put it over his eyes. Tisha B'Av was more kuladik than Yom Kippur. V'chein ki also Rabba Bar Mori Omar be'erav Tisha B'av Mevi'en lo mitpachas v'shorosu b'mayim u'meinicho tachas m'rashosot u'lamachar mekaneach ponav yodav v'raglav. On erev Tisha B'av, he used to soak a handkerchief, put it under his head at night, under his pillow, so it wouldn't dry out. The air wouldn't get to it, and the next day it was moist, not wet, and he would wash his face with it, which is not washing, just refreshing. The erev Yom Kippur mevi'in lo matpachas v'shoros v'mayim, also soaking in kelim leguvin. Erev Yom Kippur, he would also soak a handkerchief, squeeze it out before Yom Kippur. Here he had to squeeze it out. Ulamachar mavir al gabi einov, and the next day he could put it over his eyes. Omer le Rabbi Yaakov le Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa ipcha amrislan. You told us just the opposite, that erev Yom Kippur he didn't squeeze it out, but erev Tisha B'av he did. The Hava Mina, what was the svar? We'll see one second. He says it's not true. Just the opposite. Yom Kippur is more chomer than Tisha B'av. But there's a svar to say that Tisha B'av is mishum avelus, so it's worse than Yom Kippur. Is just tainig. This is it's a tainig, but it's not the tainig of Rechitza. But Tisha B'av, it's not just that you can't have tainig. You have to be an avel. It's mishum avelus, so it's a svar to say that it's worse than Yom Kippur. So Mar says, you told us the opposite. Va'osiv nach shchita. And we asked you, Lechara, if there's a reason why you have to squeeze out the water on Yom Kippur more than just because it shouldn't be so wet. Because we're afraid you'll squeeze it out on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is also to squeeze water out. Tisha B'av, you can squeeze all the water you want. It's not a Isra Malacha. So therefore, what's it called? The halacha is talking the opposite. Yom Kippur, you have to squeeze it out before Yom Kippur. And Tisha B'av, you don't have to squeeze it out. As long as it's not tofeach, amenas latfiach, it's just moist, that's only considered refreshing and not washing. Ipcha amrislan, but Tisha B'av also sunkim in kelim neguvim. Tisha B'av, you have to squeeze it out before your Tisha B'av, and then use it. Uberev Yom Kippurim, lo amris also sunkim in kelim neguvim. Yom Kippur, you didn't tell us to squeeze it out. Vosiv nafshita, and we asked you, lechar, should we just say opposite? There's a chash more on Yom Kippur of squeezing out the water, therefore you should squeeze it out before Yom Kippur than on Tisha B'av when there's no Isra Shchita. Loshen Shishamati Hachikomar. Rashi said, I heard a different nusach. Ipcha Amrislan, Erev Tisha B'av Mekaneach Bayodav Ulamachar Poshta. Right, the way I heard the Girsa was that he told them, Erev Tisha B'av, you wash your hands, dry your hands with the towel, and the next day, from the moisture that the towel got from the hands, you can put it on your eyes. The Erev Yom Kippurim Shoros of my Erev Yom Kippur, you could soak it, not just dry your hands with it. The also soak them in kelim, and then squeeze it out, which is wetter. Vosvinov Shchita, to come in kelim the guvim adayin yesh kadei listo. Even if you squeeze it out Erev Yom Kippur, there's still more to squeeze out on Yom Kippur, so it's mistaber that it's Tisha B'av that you can soak it, squeeze it out, but on Yom Kippur, even squeezing it out is no good. All you can do is dry your hands with it, and that little bit of moisture stays till the next day to be refreshing. Omer Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rabba bar Barchana, Sholos Rabbe Lezer Azokin, Sholos Rabbe Lezer, Zokin V'Yoshe B'Yeshiva, Tzorech Likul Rishus Lahatir B'choros O'Eno Tzorech. This has nothing to do with our Gemara, but they ask him another question, which does have to do with the Gemara, which Rav Aaron will learn with you tomorrow. But we're going to learn the first question, has nothing to do with our Gemara. They ask Rabbi Lazar, a Zokin V'Yoshe B'Yeshiva, an established Talmud Chacham, does he have to get Rishus from the Nasi, the Reish Galusa, to be Matur B'choros? Oh, ain't no tzarech. Or he doesn't need rishus. My komi boyelu. What's a shayla? Hachi komi boyelu. Ki hada omer av idi bar ovid, dover zehi nichulem lebe nesiya, kedei lehiskader bo. Right? They did as covet of the nasi. For covet of the nasi, they didn't let people be matur b'choros, to look, to see if a b'chor got a mum, if it's a mum that's fit to be matur the b'chor, right? A b'chor that doesn't have a mum, you have to give to the kohen, and he has to bring it as a korban. Bisman Hazeh, he can't bring it as a korban. So you wait till it gets a mum, and then he can eat it, anybody can eat it, what's it called, after it gets a mum. So, Talmud Chacham has to look to see if it's the kind of mum that's matur the bechor to be used regular, or it still only can be used as a korban, therefore it's also to use. So they gave special kavod to the Nasi that he has to give permission, he has to give smicha to people to be matar b'choros. And therefore, what's it called? Tzarech likol rishus al dilma, kiven dezok and v'yoshim yeshiva, ain't tzarech. Since it's the kavod ha-Nasi, even an established Talmud Chacham has to get smicha from the Nasi. That's kavod for the Nasi. Or maybe not, since he's an established Talmud Chacham, right? He doesn't need rishus from the Nasi. It's obvious that he can do it. Omar Reb Tzadik ben Chalukah Raglov, Reb Tzadik ben Chalukah got up to give testimony that what he knew the halacha was. The Omar Anira Isius Reb Yossi ben Zimra, Shazakin v'yoshe v'yeshiva haya, the Omar b'mayla mizakeno shalzeh, the Nakla rishus lahatir b'choros. And he came to the grandfather of this, what Nasi, and asked for shus. I was around, I was a kid, I remember that, what's it called, that even though he was a big Talmud Chacham, he came to get rishus from the Nasi, the grandfather of this Nasi, to be matar b'choros. Omer le'rabah b'lo kachoy ha'maisa. No, that's not, you don't remember good. I was there also. Didn't happen like that. Ela kachoy ha'maisa. Rav Yossi ben Zimra kohen haya. Rav Yossi ben Zimra was, besides being a big Talmud Chacham, he also was a kohen. V'hochi komi bo'elei. Halacha k'Rav Meir, and he asked the grandfather of this Nasi a shaila in halacha. That's what he was. He wasn't asking him rishus to be matar b'choros. He was asking him whether he was allowed to be matar b'choros altogether since he was a kohen. Is the halacha k'Rav Meir? The Omer achoshe b'dover lo dono v'lo meida. Anybody they were suspicious of kohanim to be matar b'choros because they benefited from it. So anybody that were choshed has a negius can't be made even for somebody else. Oh, Dilma halacha k'Rav Shmigablio. Dober nemen who also chaveru v'ener nemen ashal atzmo. Or maybe the halacha k'Rav Shmigablio that enochinami the kohen can't be matar of bechor for himself, but he could matar somebody else's bechor. And we're not afraid that he's going to do it, you know, for the other guy. He doesn't get any benefit. He's not going to lie for somebody else's benefit. And he told him, and therefore you could be matar the Bechor. Not because as a Talmud Chacham he has to have a Rishos. If he just was a Talmud Chacham, he wouldn't have had a Rishos. But he was a Kohen. And he didn't know if the halacha was that Kohanim are allowed to be matar Bechoros for other people or not. So he asked the Nasi's grandfather, who happened to also be a Talmud Chacham, do you know what the halacha is? And he told him, yeah, the halacha is you could do it. Not that he gave him rishus to do it, he told him, Malach is, you can do it as a kohen. That was the ma'isa. So you can't bring a riot from this ma'isa that even a Talmud Chacham needs smicha from the Nasi to be matar b'choros. That was a special case, which wasn't smicha, it was a halachic decision that even though he was a kohen, he could be matar. Rashi. Sholos Rabbi Lazar Garcinan, Vahu Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas. Zokein v'yoshe b'yeshiva. Amrina b'sanhedrin, she'ein chacham matris habechor b'yachid, liros es mumo, elim kein not l'rishus ben anasi. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be matir habechor alone unless he got smicha, he got rishus from the Nasi to do so. Tamachas, one time. Doesn't have to ask him every time. One time he gives him rishus, and that's what, like we have smicha, rishus to give horah in b'choros. V'chacham yiboyelahu. The im zokin the yoshe be yeshiva sanhedrin who, if a person is mamash, a member of the sanhedrin, he's a zokin the yoshe, is an established talmud chacham. Mitzarek rishus alo. Does he also need rishus or not? V'had nokit lahacha. What in the world does this have to do with our gemara? Mishum deboy lemeimer v'sukam iboy elohu ma'u losis besagul sosham yom kippur. They asked him another silent, Rabbi Lazar, are you allowed to go out with a sandal that's made of sham, some kind of rubber? On, you're allowed to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur. Dover Zenatilus Rishus, Lizgadr Lashon Gedula. They gave kavod to the Nasi to make them have to ask Rishus. So it's for the sake of kavod of the Nasi. It wasn't because we're afraid that people who weren't fit would do it. It's even people who are fit. Lamala Miskeno Shoseh, Lifnei Zekeno Shol Nasi Zeshem Bedoreinu. I remember that Reb Yossi ben Zimra was a member of the Sanhedrin, and he asked Rishus from the grandfather of this Nasi to be matar b'choros. Kohanim chashudim al mumei habechor lahatir sa'isr ha'asr. Right? Kohanim are chashud that they're going to be matir the bechor because it's a bother for them if it doesn't have a mum. The afla hatul b'mum. And sometimes we're choshev that they put a mum in the animal because it was a big bother. L'fisha habechor b'zman hazeh ein lo takana elim ken yesh bo mum. You can't bring it as a korban b'zman hazeh, so you have to wait till it gets a mum. The ala kohen litapil bo, and the kohen is the one, you give it to the kohen and he has to bother with it till it gets a mum. Mishinasnu lo v'shomro l'zolno. He has to feed it, watch it. It's a big bother. The Reb Meir, the Rabban, Reb Shimon b'mseches Bechoros, and the Machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Shimon Gamliel is in Bechoros whether a Kohen who is choshed to be matul mumim or to be matur mumim for himself, is he also choshed that he can't do it for somebody else? Can't be matur somebody else? Or no, ain't adam chote v'lo, we're not afraid he's going to be matur a mum that's not really a mum, or make a mum in somebody else's Bechor, right, because he doesn't get any benefit from it. Okay, the Sukhami Boyalu Kamedr Vlazar, that's tomorrow. And they asked him also the Shaila about Yom Kippur going out with a sandal of Sham. Okay.